here in the area with quarterfinal round regional play in 1A and 2A. Class 1A quarters last night saw Cam beat Griswold 1-0. Exira EHK, a winner over Stanton, 6-5. Glidden-Ralston beat Charter Oak Ute 4-0. Mount Air over Lennox, 5-2. Martinsdale-St. Mary's defeating Guthrie Center, 11-1. Bedford beat Murray, 9-4. Westwood over West Harrison, 11-6. Essex beat Fremont Mills 8-3 and Arweva over Woodbine 9-5. Those winners all move on to the 1A semis. In 2A quarterfinal round play, it was Trainer beating AHST 8-7, Earlham over Van Meter 12-2, IKM Manning beat Southwest Valley 9-0, Underwood over Logan Magnolia 4-2, Maple Valley beat Missouri Valley in 9 innings 7-3, and St. Edmund was leading Panorama 2-0 in the top of the third inning last night. When that game was suspended, they'll resume that at 7 o'clock tonight up at Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. Also, tournament play continues now tonight with 4A quarterfinals here locally. Glenwood will play at Lewis Central. Creston is at Winterset. Harlan goes to Perry. And Carroll is at Denison. Those are all 7 o'clock start times tonight with the winners moving on in the tournament. High school boys regular season baseball last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference saw Atlantic win a non-conference doubleheader. They took both ends. 16-0 and 11-6 were the scores, Atlantic beating Sioux City West. Glenwood over St. Albert 4-2. Creston beat Clarinda 11-1. Kemper Catholic downing Red Oak 11-1. Carroll beat Kemper Catholic 12-4. Glenwood over Abraham Lincoln 7-4. Dallas Center Grimes edging Harlan 3-2. Shenandoah beat Nishnabotna 11-1. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, Tri-Center beat Griswold 10-0 in the opener of a doubleheader. Griswold took the nightcap 9-1. Missouri Valley and AHST split a doubleheader, the Big Reds winning 11-3 in the opener. The Vikings took the nightcap 17-5. Audubon beat Guthrie Center 4-2. It was Logan Magnolia over Westwood 13-0. Trainer beat Riverside 10-0. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva over Cam 10-0. Exira EHK beat Bowyer Valley 12-2. Exira EHK over Orient Maxburg 13-0. Coon Rapids Baird down to Underwood 6-3. Also around the region in baseball, Southwest Valley an 8-7 winner over Central Decatur last night. Lance Lynn reached double figures in wins before the All-Star break for the third straight year, and Colton Wong homered for the second game in a row, helping the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates for the third straight time, 5-2 last night. Matt Adams had 3 hits and 2 RBIs for the Cardinals, who will go for a 4-game sweep over the National League Central rivals that they beat in the division series last fall on Thursday, although they might have to do it without All-Star catcher Yadier Molina. Molina was removed for a pinch hitter in the third inning with a sprained right thumb from sliding into third base, and he'll be reevaluated before the finale today. He caught another half inning before he ended up leaving that game. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Colorado beat San Diego 6-3, Arizona 4-1 over 4-3 over Miami, that game in 10 innings. The Mets beat Atlanta 4-1, Cincinnati over Chicago 4-1, and Philadelphia 4-1 over Milwaukee. Salvador Perez hit a go-ahead 3-run homer in the ninth inning, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-4 last night. Kirby Yates, the fifth Tampa Bay reliever, entered with runners on first and third and no one, just one out, and he gave up Perez's towering shot into the left field corner. It's been a big week for Perez, who was chosen Sunday to start at catcher for the American League in next week's All-Star game. Aaron Crow pitched a scoreless eighth for the win. Greg Holland got the final three outs, picking up his 24th save. The second-place Royals return home tonight to begin a 4-game series against AL Central leading Detroit. They're 4.5 games back of the Tigers. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, the Angels beat Toronto 8-7. The Yankees over Cleveland in 14 innings, 5-4. Boston down Chicago 5-4. Houston 8-4 over Texas. Minnesota beat Seattle 8-1. In interleague play, Detroit beat the LA Dodgers 4-1. Washington over Baltimore 6-2. San Francisco 5-2 winners over Oakland. Yankees rookie sensation Masahiro Tanaka has been placed on the 15-day disabled list due to elbow inflammation and has returned to New York to have an MRI on his right arm. That move comes a day after Tanaka allowed 5 runs and 10 hits, both career highs, in 6 2/3 innings of a loss at Cleveland. The All-Star is 12-4 with a 2.51 ERA and 18 starts, but he's lost 3 of his last 4 outings. Boston Red Sox reliever Koji Uehara has been added to the AL roster to take Tanaka's place for Tuesday's All-Star game. The Red Sox have designated catcher A.J. Pierzynski for assignment and called up catching prospect Christian Vasquez from AAA Pawtucket. The 37-year-old Pierzynski hit .254 with 4 homers and 31 RBIs in 72 games this season. A jury has found the Los Angeles Dodgers partly at fault in the beating of a Giants fan who suffered brain damage in the 2011 assault at Dodger Stadium. However, the jury absolved former Dodgers owner Frank McCourt on any responsibility. The jury found damages of about $18 million, but said the Dodgers were responsible for only a quarter of that sum. The rest of the responsibility was split between the two men who beat Giants fan Brian Stowe. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs outlasting Omaha 2-1. That game took 14 innings. Omaha's taken two of the three games so far in that series. The fourth and final game will be played tonight between those two teams at Werner Park. That's a 7:05 start. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
We all know how hard Mother Nature is on things. Hi, this is Cassidy. If your roof needs repaired or you need a new roof, you can call my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing. They give free estimates.
Modern Roofing specializes in tear-offs, re-roofs, layovers, repairs of any size using asphalt shingles, wood shingles, shake shingles, metal shingles, slate, tile, copper roofs, and steel. All products used in roofing are 100% American-made. Modern Roofing will travel as far as they need to do your job. Modern Roofing is licensed and insured and has been in business for 7 years. With the warm weather here, you need to call Jared and the guys today to get on their list to come to your home to give you a free estimate on your existing or new roof.
And my dad and the guys do such a great job being careful with your stuff and cleaning up. You might even say it's cleaner when they're done than when they get started. Give my dad, Jared, and the guys at Modern Roofing a call. 641-431-0335 in Elkhorn.
Argentina has advanced to the World Cup final as they beat the Netherlands in a penalty shootout. Argentina will take on Germany in the title match on Sunday. Argentina connected on all four of its shots in the shootout phase after the two sides played 120 minutes of scoreless soccer. Argentina goalkeeper Sergio Romero saved two of the Netherlands' four penalty kicks. It's the third time for a Germany-Argentina World Cup final. Argentina beat Germany in the 1986 World Cup final, and Germany returned the favor in 1990. Well, the Chicago Blackhawks are committed to retaining their key players. The club has announced 8-year contract extensions with captain Jonathan Toews and star forward Patrick Kane. The Blackhawks did not release the value of those deals that keep the two stars in Chicago through the 2022-23 seasons. Chicago selected Toews with the number 3 pick in the 2006 draft and grabbed Kane with the number 1 overall selection the following year. They combined to lead the Blackhawks to Stanley Cup titles in 2010 and 2013. Kane had 29 goals and 40 assists, and Toews finished with 28 goals and 40 assists this season. The Blackhawks lost to league champion Los Angeles in the Western Conference Finals. The New Jersey Devils signed goaltender Corey Schneider to a 7-year, $42 million contract extension. He would have been an unrestricted free agent. Schneider is replacing veteran Martin Brodeur as the Devils' number one goalie. Well, Greg Popovich has agreed to a multi-year extension to stay as the coach of the San Antonio Spurs. The team did not announce the terms of the deal in a two-sentence news release. Popovich returns to a team that has Tim Duncan, Boris Diaw, and the rest of the key elements of a team that won the franchise's fifth NBA title, all set to return next season. It was the Spurs' fifth title under Popovich, who also won his third Coach of the Year award after leading the team to an NBA-best 62 wins in the regular season. He's one of three coaches to be named Coach of the Year three times. A person familiar with the situation says Pat Riley has gotten his chance at convincing LeBron James to stay in Miami. The person told the Associated Press that the Miami Heat president met with the four-time NBA MVP in Las Vegas more than 2 weeks after James opted out of his contract and elected to become a free agent. According to the source, James, his agent Rich Paul, Riley, and Heat executive Andy Ellisberg were at that meeting. The Dallas Mavericks have made a move at small forward, agreeing with restricted free agent Chandler Parsons on a 3-year offer sheet worth more than $45 million. Houston will now have to decide whether to match that offer. In an apparent move to clear up cap space to try to lure either LeBron James or another high-profile free agent, the Cleveland Cavaliers have reportedly pulled off a 3-team trade. A person familiar with the deal says the Cavaliers have agreed to trade guard Jarrett Jack, swingman Sergei Karasev, and center Tyler Zeller. The Cavs have agreements with the Brooklyn Nets and the Boston Celtics, according to the person who spoke anonymously about that deal. A person close to the situation says restricted free agent Gordon Hayward has agreed to a maximum offer sheet with the Charlotte Hornets that would pay the small forward $63 million over the next 4 years. The Utah Jazz would have 3 days to match the deal once Hayward officially signs the offer sheet. The Bucks have signed first-round draft pick Jabari Parker to his rookie contract. Parker is guaranteed a minimum of about $8.5 million in the first 2 years. The NBA has set the 2014-15 salary cap at a record $63.1 million. The cap is a 7.5% increase from last season's $58.7 million. The setting of the cap paves the way for the contracts to be signed. That period started at 12:01 this morning Eastern Time. Players and teams could agree to contracts starting July 1st, but they couldn't be signed during that moratorium period. And the Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tournament will remain in St. Louis through at least 2018. St. Louis will host what's become known as Arch Madness for the 25th straight year in March. The Valley announced Wednesday that St. Louis has also been awarded the 2016 through 18 tournaments and that it has an option to extend its deal with the city through 2020. League Commissioner Doug Elgin says the Valley targeted St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago, Indianapolis, and Las Vegas as prospective host cities before choosing to keep the tournament in St. Louis. The Valley's stay in St. Louis is the second longest for a neutral site tournament. It trails only the Big East tenure in New York City. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Modern Roofing. For a free estimate of all of your roofing needs, call Modern Roofing at 641-431-0335. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.